This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley, post-Cass County Fair Nishna Valley.
Yeah.
I know not all of our listeners, of course, are from Cass County and attend the Cass County Fair, but we sure did.
Yeah.
Out there quite a bit this last week broadcasting. And, you know, I suppose it's probably like most of the other county fairs around the area this year. It had its moments where it was very hot and humid.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Sunday night was just tough.
Yeah.
We did the King and Queen contest Sunday night, and I'm wearing a jacket. I'm the only guy in the room wearing a jacket. I wish I was in a room, actually. We were outside, and it was very hot and humid, mostly humid, but whew, I had to peel that thing off like a banana peel
when I got done
with that. But yeah, the first three big days, the fair, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all really hot and humid. And I know it affected a lot of things. The cattle shows were cut short.
Really?
The beef and swine shows both were cut short. Well, I should say cut short. They had the entire show.
A little faster.
It moved along a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, the judges realized that, you know, it's tough on kids, and it's tough, of course, on animals, too.
Yeah.
So, and animals are, you know, they're going to respond differently depending upon, you know, how the conditions are. So it's best for everybody if they just moved it along. So
they
still got good quality judging opportunities there, but they did move it along pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that a lot of folks appreciated that. But then come Wednesday and Thursday, the weather got a lot better.
Yeah, it did.
Boy, especially Wednesday was just gorgeous. And the numbers showed, too. I was told in the food stand, as far as dollars go,
mm-hmm.
because that's what, you know, it's a free fair.
Right.
So that's what drives the fair, is the food stand profits, that they did just about the same amount of money on Wednesday as they did on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday combined.
All of them? Oh, geez.
Yeah, it was tough the first few days, and largely because of that.
Right.
The weather conditions, but it picked up. And then Thursday night, oof, boy, you know, Thursday, the weather was pretty good, and it was overcast Thursday night, so you didn't have to worry about the sun. But then the bull ride event, you know, that brings
mm-hmm.
a lot of people
oh, yeah.
out. And a lot of folks enjoyed some of the pulling and stuff that was done, the ATV races and stuff that was done. You know, there were a lot of neat things out there to see, too, in the grandstand area. So a lot of folks really enjoyed that and came out later in the week, and that really helped to make up for a lot of the loss earlier in the – well, I shouldn't say loss, but a lot of what was down
right.
as far as dollars go
back up.
Earlier in the week. Yeah, pump it back up a little bit. So, and a lot of folks came out to support the sales and stuff, so – you know, it's always a lot of fun. For the most part, the county fair season has pretty much come to an end around here. Guthrie County still has theirs. They do theirs around Labor Day, but they've actually done a lot of their judging ahead of time, so the kids can qualify for state fair. But now you turn around and it's, you know, state fair time.
Yeah.
And, you know, state fair and beginning of school year now overlap.
It's getting a little close.
Pretty dramatically
they
overlap anyway. So a lot of these kids that want to take animals and stuff and show at state fair are having, you know, they're going to have to miss a few days of school to do it. Because of the overlap. You know, I'm looking at the calendar here. This is really, you got this weekend and perhaps next weekend, and that's those are the last 2 weekends for kids to have off as part of summer vacation. Most kids, I think, are going back to school here in just about a week and a half. The week of the 15th seems to be kind of the point where a lot of these kids start heading back to class.
That went quick.
It disappears in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
I mean, it's a little different. I mean, most of them were out actually kind of the middle of May this year.
Yeah.
So they get about the same, but it's just kind of shifted. You know, when we were in school, we usually went till about the first week in June. But we didn't go back to school till after Labor Day. A couple of times we did start before Labor Day. It was like just like the Thursday before. So we went Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
And, of course, then we had a 3-day weekend, and then we'd ease in again with a 4-day week to start again. But most of the time, we started after Labor Day, so we had a little bit more time to have the time off, so not so bad.
No.
But, yeah, it's turning around in a hurry. I mean, people are already... they're
back-to-school shopping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this weekend, of course, was
the no-tax.
Yeah, that tax-free holiday thing that they set up so that people can save a little bit of money on back-to-school clothes or whatever else you need to buy. But, yeah, you don't have a lot of time to do that anymore.
No.
Did you do that when you were a kid? Do you remember the fun times you had back to school shopping?
Oh, yeah. Looked forward to it. Are you kidding? Little girl going shopping, getting lots of clothes.
You seriously did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep. Me and my sister both. I remember, you know, start out early and come back, not late, but it was probably close to dark out by
Was
time.
It a one-day thing?
Pretty much, yeah.
Did you do the whole thing from shoes to pencils and everything?
Yeah.
Really? And did Mom enjoy it?
I don't know. Mom and Dad really enjoyed the bill late or anything, but
well, I know.
it was quite a bit for a one day shopping spree.
Well, I have to ask you, because your mom and dad had 3 girls.
Yes.
My mom and dad had 4 boys.
Yeah.
Was there a, what do you think? Who spent more on clothes?
Girls.
Think your folks probably spent more on the three girls than my folks spent on the four boys?
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. The thing that I didn't, you know, it wasn't so bad with all the other stuff because we didn't really, I mean, that was all we got. Of course, it was a different era. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't, it's not like today. I mean, I watch kids today get things whenever they want them and stuff. We didn't, we were never given anything. I mean, birthday and Christmas. And right. that was when we got gifts. Don't expect to ask for anything and get it.
Yeah.
Anytime other than that. That was the only time we got any kind of gifts. But, you know, Chris back to school shopping, that was really the one time that we really did that. Mm-hmm. And that was it. I mean, you better wear those shoes all year.
Yeah.
Don't wear them
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they go from, yeah, year round.
They had to last the entire school year. But that was the part I hated the most. I didn't mind so much the clothes shopping, you know, shirts and pants and stuff like that. And I didn't mind so much, you know, the school supplies stuff. Because they gave us, you know, they usually gave us a little list of what they what
yeah, we I know what you need.
Yeah, and you go out and you get it. And that's just no problem. The part I hated was shoes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I always hated shoe shop. I mean, I don't own a ton of pairs of shoes now, but, you know, I like to think that I dress pretty well and I know some of the fashions and stuff. I, you know, I've got a lot of suits in my closet and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, I don't mind clothing all that bad, but it was the shoes when I was a kid that I really hate because it never seemed to fail. Every year you would go out and go clothes shopping like that with your mom, mm-hmm. and we'd be in the shoe store, and of course she's, you know, now you imagine it's my mom, just mom. she had to keep the car one because we only have one car, of course. She had to keep the family car that day, drop dad off at work and keep the family car so she could take the four boys out shopping. So she's got four boys sitting on these little tiny stools, you know, that they have in the shoe stores where you put your feet down and then they measure your feet out and stuff. And then they bring you shoes. And she's got a guy that's waiting on all four boys. And she's bouncing from boy to boy, you know, from all of her sons, trying to make sure everybody's getting it right. You know, you can just imagine she's about half flustered by now.
Yeah, I would be, yeah.
But, you know, you'd put them, and you get to a point where I just, you know, I just don't know. Do they fit? Yeah, they're fine. You know,
I'm tired of trying them
on. Well, walk around. Okay, I'll walk around. Well, they always feel fine when you walk around in the store. If they're a little too tight, and I have wide feet, so, you know, I can't, it's hard for me to buy off the rack unless I see wide sizes. Yeah. But, you know, they never ask you if they were too wide. They would always ask, and they push up top
your
on the
toe,
toes.
Yeah.
How do they fit? It was okay. And the guy that works there, he'd say, okay, well, that's right. That's got about the right amount of space in there, so you should be fine. Well, he never accounted for my wide feet.
Whoops.
So, you know, what feels fine when you get up and walk up and down the aisle quickly in the store, not necessarily so when I get home.
You're wearing them all day.
Well, and especially with wide feet. So my feet are stretching out the shoes over time. So I used to wear out a lot of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, on the instep where it would separate from the sole. Mm-hmm. And my folks could never figure out, how in the world do you do that? Well, how are you so tough on shoes? Well, it's because I had wide feet. And I was always, you know, I'd step down and my feet would broaden. And then, you know. So it was always kind of tough that way. But, yeah, it never failed. Never failed. Every single year. If they were fine in the store, because that's all they judge is how close your toes are to the top of the shoe. But then I get home and wear them first day of school, and after a full day of wearing them, I'm just, you know, when I'm a little kid, I'm just bawling, Mommy, my feet hurt. Why? You said they were okay, but they're not.
Not anymore, they're not.
So I don't know, you know, how the experience, I've never talked to Mom about that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just leave well enough alone.
Maybe, yeah.
Never talked to her after a fact about the experience and stuff, but... Yeah, it was always the shoes that got me. So, have fun school shopping.
Yeah. On that note.
Yeah, now that we've told you all the horror stories and things. School shopping, that's always fun, though. Gosh, watch all those kids go back. I just can't imagine how much it must cost these days.
Oh, it's got to be bad. Another thing I didn't like, though, was the crowds.
Well, yeah.
It
seems like everybody
takes forever
goes school
to check
shopping.
Out, and yeah.
And there are certain stores that seems like everyone would always go to, even in a larger community. I grew up in a town about 10 times the size of Atlantic, but it seemed like everybody was shopping at the same place because different stores would have different arrangements to carry certain things, you know, with different schools and stuff. Now, especially with Catholic schools, you know, that was interesting because I went to Catholic schools, so the girls had uniforms. And the boys, we didn't have uniforms. We had a dress code that we had to follow.
Oh.
But the girls actually had uniforms, and it wasn't always just the little plaid skirts. We had that, but they could also wear slacks of certain colors. I think it was, blue and gray, I think, were the slacks. And then, of course, you had the plaid skirts and things, but and the socks and, you know, the whatever. Yeah. And you had to wear the light-colored tops, either the, was it white or gold, I think, had to be the tops and stuff. Blue and gold were our school colors, oh, okay. Both in grade school for me and also in high school. So it was a lot of the same kind of stuff. But it was one store that was where you got all that stuff. So if you had girls, that's where you would go to shop because I hate to call it a monopoly, but I guess it kind of yeah. was because they agreed to carry all the stuff that my grade school would have. And then, of course, they also carried the high school stuff there, too. So, yeah, they were real good about that. So I guess, in a way, it was almost easier for the girls.
Yeah,
when I was growing up, to go shopping for the parents of girls because they didn't have to bounce around from department to department, store to store. Yeah. It was all right here because they were doing uniforms.
Yeah.
I think in a way that, you know, the parents at first didn't like the, you know, you never liked the idea of uniforms at first because they always thought, well, they've got a monopoly. It's going to cost me a fortune. They realized later on, you saved a lot of money on uniforms. It was a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I bet.
And you don't have the arguments and stuff. The whole experience was easier. So, yeah, have fun with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you did it this weekend or planning next weekend, get it done soon
because
it's time already. Speaking of which, I noticed right here, I have right in front of me here, I noticed a little note here, the CAM Community School District, school registration. Of course, a lot of schools have already taken care of that here. Some have done this already, but at the CAM High School and CAM Middle School, August 9th, which is this Tuesday, they'll be registering the students grades K through 12 from 1 to 7:30 p.m. And they sent out an August newsletter. I know we got a copy of it here, which is where I first saw all this. And they have information, they have forms in there, but they also have a note here. It says all K through 12 students, regardless of the building they will attend, may be registered at either one of those two locations. So they give you a little flexibility there, but they sent out their early season, their early school newsletter, and it was pretty thick with all the information you needed. So pay attention so you don't have any surprises when you get there, huh? What else you got over there? Lots of stuff?
As always, on Sunday, the Friends of Prairie Rose, they're having pancakes at the park. That's on Sunday, August 7th from 8 to 11 a.m., and they'll have that at the Prairie Rose shop area, and it's for a free will donation. They're holding this fundraiser breakfast to help fund park improvement projects. That's the Friends of Prairie Rose's Pancake at the Park on August 7th from 8 to 11 a.m. In Walnut, the Optimist Club's Antique City Car Show will be held on August 7th, and that will be held rain or shine. There's 29 classes, and there's first, second, and third place trophies and special awards. Registration is from 8 to noon, and you can pre-register is $12, or the day of the show is $15. They'll have a trophy presentation at 4, and then dash plaques will be given to the first 150 cars. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Ed Ransom at 784-3892. That's Walnut Optimist Club's Antique City Car Show on August 7th, and the registration is from 8 to noon. The Eagles Lodge in Atlantic, they're having a Wii bowling contest. That's for adults, grandparents, and young people, and that's on August 7th at 11 a.m. It's just $3 for the entry fee, and then the first place will get a 50% on the take. Second place is a free meal, and the third place is a free drink.
Remember the days when you used to walk into arcades? Maybe you don't. I don't know. But they always just have the arcade shops and stuff. You'd walk in, there's all these games, all these big, you know. And we always thought it'd be cool to have one of those arcade games, you know, in our house someday. You know, maybe with a pool table and all this kind of stuff and jukebox and all these things. Well, who has jukeboxes anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, now everybody has iPads, iPods, all kinds of stuff like that. But nowadays, if you got a Wii, you got a whole arcade.
Yeah, you do.
A PS, what are they, PS3s or?
Xbox 360s.
I mean, all this stuff.
New handheld stuff. I can't keep up with that. Like the Nintendo DS or something. And
yeah, you've got an arcade
too many
at home
things.
Anymore.
Yeah.
And the darn thing is after you've had it 6 months, it's obsolete.
Something new's out,
Somebody wants something new again already. Yeah,
that's how it goes. There's some blood mobile drives coming up, and let's see, the Red Cross blood mobile drive will be held on August 10th at Molly Components in Atlantic. That is from noon to 4, and then also one in Harlan will be on August 11th at the Mirchu Medical Center, and that's from 8 to 2. Exira EHK Spartan Club, they're having their annual fall kickoff. That's on August 11th, and that will be held at the Exira Rec Center. The Exira Community Band will be playing, and then supper will be served from 5 to 6:30. There'll be an introduction of Exira and EHK staff and fall athletic teams. There'll also be a drawing will follow. Family memberships are $25, and then individual memberships are $15. There'll be a drawing for all paid memberships. You'll get a Spartan gift basket. There's a $100 cash prize, a $50 cash prize, and a $25 cash prize. There's asking for a free will donation for the meal if you're not purchasing membership. They'll have activity calendars, which are just $5, and proceeds from that go to scholarships, and there will also be Spartan apparel for sale. If you'd like more information on any of that, you can contact Rhonda Walker at 268-2729. That's the Xyra EHK Spartan Club's annual fall kickoff, and that's on August 11th at the Xyra Rec Center, and they'll be serving supper from 5 to 6:30. There's a benefit and silent auction to support John Garrett and family. That is on August 13th, and that will be held at the Atlantic High School Commons from 4 to 8. They'll be serving spaghetti for a free will offering. And if you'd like additional information, or if you'd like to just donate some items for the auction, you can contact Julie Holmes at 243-4209. That's a benefit supper and silent auction for John Garrett and family on August 13th at the Atlantic High School Commons from 4 to 8. Persia Fire and Rescue Tractor and Garden Pools are on August 13th. That starts at 1 p.m. at the Persia Ballpark. Admission is $5, and children under 5 are free. If you'd like a pit pass, those are $10. Food and beverages are available on site, so no carry-ins. And that's sponsored by the Persia Fire and Rescue, which proceeds will go towards the Fire Truck Fund. That's the Persia Fire and Rescue Tractor and Garden Pools on August 13th at 1 p.m. at the Persia Ballpark. There's a benefit for Danny Cannon, son of Tom Cannon of Elkhorn. That's on August 14th at the Elkhorn Town Hall. The Xyra Masons, along with the Elkhorn Lutheran Church women, are serving an all-you-can-eat breakfast for a freewill donation from 8:30 to 12:30. Danny is a student at Iowa State and has been going through cancer treatments for some time now. They're asking that you please join them in giving Danny a boost with donations and prayers. That's a benefit for Danny Cannon on August 14th at the Elkhorn Town Hall, and they're serving breakfast for a free will donation from 8:30 to 12:30. The Minden United Church of Christ is having an ice cream social. That's on August 14th from 11:30 to 1. That's at the church. They'll also be serving with ice cream is hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, salad, homemade pies, bars, cake, and drink. And that is all for a free will donation. That's Minden United Church of Christ ice cream social on August 14th from 11:30 to 1. The CAM Sports Club, they're painting the street in front of the high school on August 14th. That starts at 11 a.m. All Cougar fans are welcome and invited to help. You can come for an hour. You can stay all day. No experience is needed. If it is raining, it will be rescheduled. The First Lutheran Church south of Wyota is having an ice cream social on August 14th. That is from 5 to 7. They will also be serving Sloppy Joes, hot dogs, pies, cakes, and drinks. That's for a free will donation. And that will help support the missionary Carl Hansen in Hong Kong. Thrive at Financial for Lutherans will offer matching funds. That's the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota ice cream social on August 14th from 5 to 7.
Done? You got your list all finished?
All finished.
All right. Here's we know anyway. Hey, coming up here pretty soon, the Griswold Sports Boosters are sponsoring their four-person golf tournament and auction. That'll be on Saturday, August 13th at the Griswold Golf Course. It starts at 10 a.m. It's $120 per team, and you have to be 21 or over to play. They do have limited teams and golf carts available. They do want you to call the Griswold Golf Course at 778-4104 so you can reserve your team. Now, there'll be an auction starting at 4:30 as well. Everyone is invited to attend. I speak for a living, and I can't do it.
Getting tongue-tied?
How did I ever get hired in the first place? They have all kinds of things. They have Iowa State football tickets. They've got some, tons of stuff. They always have some good stuff there, so make sure you come on out for the auction, even if you can't play golf. The proceeds will purchase new scoreboards for their outdoor facilities, and they'll also have an opportunity to win a golf cart with a hole-in-one on the dedicated hole there, too. Ed's Lawn Equipment providing that opportunity for folks. So Griswold Sports Boosters, always a good time.
Yes.
They always hold good golf tournaments in Griswold.
They do.
Seriously, if you haven't played a golf tournament in the Griswold area, at the Griswold Golf Club, they'd have some pretty good ones there.
Yeah, we played in the Tropicana. It was extremely hot, so I didn't have as much fun there. But it was still fun regardless, I guess, of the heat. Just wish it was a little cooler and a breeze would have been nice.
But you drank lots of liquids.
Yes.
Of course, you're pregnant.
Yes,
so
it was a lot of water and lemonade.
A little different kind of liquids than a lot of the other folks, I suppose. Well, you do what you can.
Yeah.
These folks will be drinking lots of liquids, too. Atlantic Fest is coming up next weekend. Do we even have a schedule here? We should grab a schedule here real quick and share that with folks.
For Atlantic Fest?
Atlantic Fest Road Race is going to get things started next weekend. Did you read some of that?
No, I haven't, though, because I knew you were going to read it. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, I let you go for it.
I have the details on the road race here in front of me, so we can do some of that stuff. But, yeah, the road race starts early in the morning. It's, well, not that early. 8 o'clock. They have a 5-mile run. That starts at 8. The 2-mile run starts at 8:06. Don't be late. And the 2-mile walk starts at 8:12. And they have 76 trophies and plaques that they'll be awarding. They had 261 people participate last year in total in those three races. And that's the whole goal, is to get as many people as possible involved. They want a lot of runners, a lot of walkers, too. Don't have to be a pro. You can just be casual. It's no big deal. Pre-register if you can at the chamber office. You get a free T-shirt from past events, or you get $1 off your registration if you do that. Now, here's the cost. Here's the deal. $10 is what it cost for the 5 or 2 mile run, and it includes a T-shirt.
It's cheap.
Most places you can't buy a T-shirt for $10.
No, for even $10.
Or if you just decide that you have enough T-shirts in the drawer, $5. That's all it costs to register. Now, if you want to do the walk, the 2 mile walk, it's $9. That gets you the registration and the T-shirt. Or if you just decide you don't want the T-shirt, $4. I mean, why wouldn't you want the T-shirt?
Right,
quite
why not?
Frankly, for that little bit of money. So, you can get a hold of Bruce Henderson. He's been in charge of this since I think cavemen were walking the earth.
Yeah.
He's been in charge of this forever. And you can also stop by the chamber office, the YMCA. You get them online at AtlanticIowa.com as well if you'd like to get your reservations in for that. So they're hoping to have a lot of good support again for that activity. A lot of other things going on with Atlantic Fest as well. And we'll talk more about those things. Listen, during the week, we'll talk a lot more about those kinds of things as well. So a lot of Atlantic Fest stuff happening. They've got entertainment, food, crafts, all kinds of stuff, and that's coming up this next Saturday, August the 13th, and that'll be down at the Atlantic City Park, all throughout the downtown area.
We just got a flyer in today. I think it was for Blue Tones.
Yeah, lots and lots and lots of stuff happening, so make sure you check all that out. In fact, we'll get you some more information here in just a little bit. Also, I want to throw this in, hunter safety education classes. Shelby County Conservation Board going to be doing that August 29th and 30th and September 1st at the Nishna Bend Recreation Area. That's about a mile and a half southeast of Harlan Municipal Airport. It'll be from 6 to 9 p.m. in the classroom on Monday the 29th. Tuesday the 30th, it'll be 6 to 9 p.m., and that'll include some live fire and classroom work. Thursday, September 1st, it'll be 6 to 9 p.m., live fire, and then a written exam as well. So if you want to know more about that, contact Iowa Western Community College to pre-register and get the materials that you do need.
Yeah.
Got all that? All right. With that said, we will take a short break here for you on our program, and we'll get right back after things here in just a little bit, so stay tuned.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, we're back with a little more time left to spend with you. We mentioned Atlantic Fest. It is, of course, Saturday, August 13th. Lots of fun going on, really, all throughout the day. We mentioned the road race. There's a tractor ride at 8 o'clock as well. Hy-Vee will have a pancake breakfast in the city park starting at 7 in the morning. Oh, goodness. There's all kinds of stuff going on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They've got all kinds of stuff for you to enjoy here in the park, right?
Yes, there's a craft show. There's a sound show. They're having a silent auction. They're also having a car show. There'll be children's games with bounce houses, face painting, great food. The BPW are having bingo, and then there's antique military vehicles on display.
Yeah, lots of stuff. And lots of entertainment, free entertainment. Marty Mincer, ragtime piano player for 10 a.m. You won't recognize that, will you?
No, sorry.
The Atlantic High School Marching Band will be down there at 10:45. Dance Atlantic at 11:15. The Les Hills Cloggers at noon. There'll be pedal tractor pulls for children and adults at 1. Fire Department water fights at 3. And from 1 to 4, they'll have local entertainment. Jim Wymore and guests, Teddy Burge, and the Blue Tones will all be involved. There's a 50-50 raffle. All kinds of stuff going on. So check out Atlantic Fest coming up this weekend in downtown Atlantic. All right, all that done. We need to do some birthdays and anniversaries and things. You have any birthdays to talk about here this week?
I do have some birthdays. Over at the Salem home, we have a few birthdays. Happy birthday to Neoma Anderson on the 11th and also to Melvin Conan on the 11th. Happy birthday to Constance Kramer on August 12th and also happy birthday to Nola Lund on August 12th. At the Xyra Care Center, happy birthday to Patrick Timmerman on August 10th and Sarah Reed on also on August 10th, and happy birthday to Esther Larson on August 13th.
Great. I have a couple of anniversaries to share with you here as well. I have a 50th anniversary wish going out to Keith and Donna Merrill. In fact, friends are holding a card shower for them, and that's their anniversary date is August the 12th, coming up this next Friday. So if you'd like to send a card, it's Keith and Donna Merrill, and the address is 1444 260th Street, Guthrie Center, 50115. So congratulations to Keith and Donna Merrill on their 50th anniversary coming up this week. Also have a 60th anniversary wish going out to some good friends of our radio station here. Calvin and Phyllis Hoig will be celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. That's a very patient woman. 60th wedding anniversary coming up August 11th. That'll be this Thursday night. They'll have an event at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. It's just going to be a fun event. If folks want to stop by, there's not really any entertainment necessarily set up as far as I know. Calvin told me he might grab the microphone once or twice, and that can be somewhat entertaining. But they'll start at 5 o'clock, and they'll go to whenever the fun stops.
Yep.
So this Thursday, August 11th, starting at 5 o'clock at the Cass County Community Center, 60th anniversary party for Calvin and Phyllis Hoig. Everyone's invited to attend because, quite frankly, everyone knows them.
Yeah.
No gifts, though, please. They just like to see a lot of folks there. So I'll be there, so I hope you get a chance to get out and get there, too. That's all I have for anniversaries. Do have one baby to share, though.
Yay.
We've
been getting more of those lately.
Yeah, we have a birth this was on August the 1st. Okay, August 1st, had a little boy born to Doug and Susan Miller of Bridgewater. I say a little boy. Looks like a big boy to me, 8 pounds, 8 ounces.
Oh.
Yeah, you're pregnant right now. That makes you nervous, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
8 pounds, 8 ounces, 20 and a quarter inches in size, so that's a pretty healthy baby boy. Doug and Susan Miller of Bridgewater, they named him Hunter Keith Miller. So congratulations to Doug and Susan Miller, and also to the grandparents, which include Keith and Kathleen Nelson of Messina, and also Ivan and the late Ethel Marie Miller of Fontenelle. So congratulations to all the family members.
Yeah.
Hope they enjoy the new addition. And you got, 5 years before you have to do that first round of school shopping.
Yeah, there you go.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Congratulations again to Doug and Susan Miller of Bridgewater on the birth of little Hunter. Hope he's doing very well. He's just a little more than, he's just almost a week old now. A lot of milestones happen in a hurry when you're a newborn. Fun time. Very good. That's all I have this week. Are you done?
I'm done.
You're done? Yeah. Well, I guess we better get out of their way then so they can enjoy the rest of their weekend. Thanks for joining us, though, as always. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.